It's time in the show. Gordon Richardson and Associates brings him with us every week.
Does he come into the Aggie fight song
Rocky?
Anymore?
Oh, okay. No, not every week.
I don't know.
Whatever. Coach Locomotive Mobile's with us right now. What do you say, Coach?
Hey, guys, doing good. I know Lance sounds like he misses his little saxophone playing days there.
Yeah,
I do.
Hey, Coach, now, you know John every once in a while will just blurt out a whoop. You know, I thought that was just for Aggies. I thought non-Ags weren't allowed to say whoop like that.
Well, you know, you got honorary Ags. Most of the time, it's a junior privilege up there to let out a big old whoop. But, you know, hey, you guys been up there a couple of times. I think we can let it out of the bag for John. You know, he has to do a class set as soon as he gets done doing them, though.
Whoop!
Because Steve McKinney was in here, and he puts the fingers together, and he shoots off a whoop at us every once in a while. Every time when we were talking about Steve Cragthorpe.
Cragthorpe.
So when Cragthorpe, we were talking about how he is now he's with the Golden Hurricane.
But he's a former Aggie. He's the head coach of Tulsa.
Right.
But he let out a whoop. Now let me ask something, Coach. If somebody says something like, hey, what about that Dino Babers? Are Aggie fans just shouting out whoops as soon as Dino Babers' name gets mentioned?
Well, they are. They're really supportive of all those offensive coordinators that we went through the turnstiles up there. You know, you had Cragthorpe and Babers and Ensminger and Toledo. You know, the list goes on. We could talk for a couple hours. But they really liked all those guys, and they knew that the problems we were having, though, fell on their shoulders, not mine. But hey, that's all right. We live and learn, and I think the mantra last Saturday at Kyle Field is, hey, we're back. You know, I think all the students and the kids and the fans out there, they were young, we're back. And, of course, the Wrecking Crew's back. They held Kansas 33 points. So it was a big game.
The Wrecking Crew is back.
Hold on.
They better really kick it up this week because they've got to take on the Fighting Stoops brothers. And you had your run-ins with the Stoops brothers. You almost came to blows, I think. I think you told us last year you almost came to blows with the Stoops brothers at one time because they can be kind of a tough little band of guys when they get together and start whooping and hollering, can't they?
Well, I told you last year I felt they're kind of the bullies on the block. And no disrespect to their coaching abilities, but, you know, they had stolen some lunch money from some guys. And, of course, this year, sure enough, they're down at my house. They set a Halloween night. Matter of fact, they come in there and they set a brown bag of poop on fire on my front porch. They had to not stop it out.
Stoops did that to you?
Stoops did it?
They did the old dog poop in the brown bag trick, and I fell for it. And you know, they get a big laugh out of it and stand out in the street pointing fingers at me. But that's, you know, that's all fun and games, and that's college football.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. When somebody gets to catch their foot on fire and they got poop all over them.
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's not funny. No. You know what? How you can pay them back? Beating them like you did last year.
Well, that's right. Coach Fran, I think he's got a good chance. I saw in the paper where the A&M's only a 30-point underdog, so I think all the momentum's wearing maroon this week as they go up there. And it's good to see the conference is kind of going where I wanted it to go several years ago. You got a bunch of big-time offenses, and nobody's playing defense except for OU. So we like these 55-40 scores, and I think that's where the Big 12's been wanting to go for a couple of years now. And hopefully we'll be one of those games up in Norman this week. And
yeah,
well, you were taking them that way. I mean, I think you were one of the innovators of these 55-54 scores.
Well, we started implementing that at the end of last year, and unfortunately, my plan didn't get to go through all the way I wanted it to. But, you know, this week, you get two chances up there in Oklahoma. Don't look now, but when the Aggies are down there in Norman, the Longhorns can be up there in Stillwater. So there'll be a bunch of Texans up there in Oklahoma this week, which does a couple of things. First, it'll get more sets of teeth in Oklahoma than they've had in a long time. And, of course, the unemployment rate will drop when everybody goes up there, and the IQ will go up. So I think it could be a big weekend in Oklahoma.
And what do you think about the Horns' chances? They showed that they're a smash-mouth team. Mack Brown was right. This team can smash-mouth with people. You saw what they did in Nebraska.
Well, it was an outstanding game plan. I mean, you drop Vince Young back, and then he just takes off running. And those kind of plays take a long time to develop there and in practice. I mean, you got to work a long time to let your quarterback take the snap and take off. So, you know, they've worked on that for a while. And unfortunately, Mac, it's half the year's over, but he's now able to implement it. And Yeah, I think they're unstoppable. They'll run the table. They'll probably bump up to number two in the BCS, and they'll face Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, the timing isn't always good. I've noticed that a lot of times Mac and Greg Davis, they really get that offense going after the Oklahoma game.
Well, that's you know, they look back, and that's when everything snaps for them. You know, and sometimes it takes a 50-point beating to, you know, kind of figure out what's going on in your season. You know, certainly we've been there before, and but you know, I think they're everybody's Sugar Bowl band there in Austin, and they love Mac Brown and the things they say about him, and he's in high regards with the fans, so I think they're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. No question. I think they're playing for the Nationals. I think they're going to the Sugar Bowl too, Coach. We talked about that a little bit earlier.
They're no TCU, but hey, they're going to be all right. I mean, Texas didn't play Army and UAB in South Florida. I mean, they can't match up schedule-wise with TCU.
No.
But I think they got a chance.
But who can? Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us once again. Gordon Richardson and Associates, we thank them as well. Coach Locomotive Mobile every Thursday morning here on Sports Radio 610. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys, and look for my special on noodling in Oklahoma next week.
Okay.